You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A food labelling bill from the Green Party has passed almost unanimously in Parliament this week, which will see a mandatory labelling of a food's country of origin. Producer Ben Weber reached out to Consumer New Zealand's head of research, Jessica Wilson, for comment about the recent decision.
We've been working on this issue for over 10 years, so good to see the first steps finally being taken to a decent country of origin labelling system.
Awesome, cool. So I suppose my first question is, if I get into it, how problematic has it been that fruit and veg has not been needed to be labelled with its origin when it's sold in New Zealand?
Yeah, look, it has been a big problem. We know from our own research that consumers are increasingly looking for information about where their food comes from so that they can make informed choices about what we buy, what they buy. And there's been huge support for mandatory labelling. Our last survey found 7 out of 10 consumers backed it. What we had at the moment is a voluntary system where retailers can choose whether or not they put labels on their produce. What we've found is it's not working. Consumers aren't finding the information. Fewer than half said when they looked for country of origin labelling on their fruit and veg that they could actually find it all the time.
Do you think these fines are going to be large enough that there will be a real incentive to label everything properly?
Well, look, how the law is working is that the requirements will be set in a consumer information standard, and the maximum fine for breaching one of those standards is $30,000. So it could be bigger, but we're keen to see how the system works. We'll certainly be reporting retailers who we find aren't playing by the rules and ensuring that the Commerce Commission takes action if traders aren't putting those origin labels on their produce.
And do you think people will shop more carefully now these products will need to be labelled properly with their origins? You know, things like not buying a product if it's come from a country with bad ethical practices, that sort of thing?
Yeah, this is the kind of information that consumers have been looking for, whether it's because they want to reduce the food miles on the food they purchase or for environmental or other reasons. They've been looking for that information, and now it'll be easier for them to find it. They won't have to go and do the research themselves. It will be required to be in front of them at point of sale. So it should make that choice of produce, of what you buy and put in your trolley each week, much easier when you're looking for particular produce or wanting to, even if you're just wanting to support local producers, it'll make that decision easier.
And you kind of mentioned it before, you know, that in your research 65% of shoppers, you know, were interested or did check labels. Were you surprised by how many shoppers did care, or were you, if this has been a 10-year process, were you already well aware that shoppers have been desperate for this information?
Yeah, it's come through strongly in the research we've done and also in the consumer inquiries we have to our contact centre. This is, you know, consumers see this as a key piece of information they want, so that level of support, it didn't really surprise us given what we were seeing from our own research.
And I understand cured meat hasn't been included in the bill, which has upset some people. Do you think that's something that could be added down the line? Are you looking to, I suppose you're probably looking to keep expanding, right?
Yeah, look, cured pork products are in there, so that includes your bacon, etc. But overall, we would like to see the scope of the consumer information standard, which is developed as a result of this bill, include other food groups as well, and we'll be pushing for that to happen.
And I suppose going forward, what's your ideal vision for the labelling of food in the country?
Yeah, well, look, our preference is to see something like Australia's got. Their system basically requires all food items to be labelled so you can tell where it's from, and with Australian produced food, what proportion of the ingredients have come from Australian grown produce. So that we'd like to see move towards that kind of system where you've got the information in front of you regardless of what food product you're buying.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.